In Parshas Vayetze, we read Vayifka b'makom, and the Gemara Brachos, which is cited by Rashi, says Tanya Yaakov tikin tefilas avos, that Yaakov was the one who instituted tefilas avos. Shnema Vayifka b'makom Vayolon sham kibah hashemesh ein pkiya ela tefila shnema v'yata al tispal v'goymel v'al tifka bi. And that's what Rashi says also. And in the Medrash, Bereshis Rabbah, it says, Vayifka b'makom, lama mechanin shman shal kodesh boch, v'koren also makom, v'pnei shu makomo shal olam, v'ein ha'olam makomo. So, therefore, when the Gemara says, Vayifka b'makom, b'makom doesn't mean that Yaakov simply came to this place. Vayifkom b'mato means he encountered Mokom, which is one of the shemus, one of the names, a kinui for Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I once heard from the Rav, why is Kaddish Baruch Hu called Mokom? So he said that Mokom is that Mokom refers to Kaddish Baruch Hu when he's transcendent, when he's different, distant, when he's covered by clouds of infinity, and he's returned to his celestial makom. And so the Rav cited the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, Lama Yecheskel Herech Benavuah Maisa Merkava V'Yeshaya Kitzeh. Why is it that Yecheskel was so elaborate in discussing the Maaseh Merkava, the celestial spheres and the angels and so on, while Yeshayahu, in his description, which is part of the Kedusha, was so terse? So the Gemara says, Einu doma ben ir ha-roas ha-melech le-ben kfar ha-roas ha-melech, which means to say, the Rav said, that you can't compare the person who lives in the outskirts, you know, in a little Delphil, in a little town, when he sees the king, he's very elaborate. It makes a big impression on him. But the man who lives in the capital and sees the king often as he goes and comes out of his palace, he's not as elaborate in discussing an encounter with the king. So the Rav said, it doesn't mean that Yeshaya was a lesser Navi than Yecheskel. But they lived in two historical eras. Yeshaya lives in a time where the Beis HaMikdash is still intact. Yecheskel, he's the Navi of Golos. V'Ni'al HaKfar, he's the Navi after the Churban. So Yeshaya, who lives in the time of Ha'aris Ponim, in the sense that the Beis HaMikdash is Al-Nachono, is still intact. So his encounter with Shechina and this celestial visions that they have, the Maaseh Merkava, when he describes it, he's like the Ben Ir HaRoas HaMelech. But, and therefore he's not as elaborate. But for Yecheskel, who lived in the time of Golos after the Churban, he's like the Ben Kfar HaRoas HaMelech. And therefore, he's much more elaborate in his discussion. And the Rav said, that's why when we come to Menachem Avil, a person, we say Hamokim Menachem Eschem, because Hamokim refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's distant, when there's a division, a mechitza between us, in a time of Hest upon him. So then he's Hamokim, he's distant in his celestial spheres. But and that's what the structure of the Kedusha is. It consists of the Nevuah of Yeshaya, Kadosh, 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 which is in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, Velo Kol Ha'aretz Kavoda, God is imminent, he can be seen everywhere. That was the period of Yeshaya. But Yecheskel, who lived in a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu retreated into his Mokom, distant and transcendent, Yecheskel's Nevuah is Boruch Vod Hashem Mimkomo. And so what I'd like to suggest is that's what it means by Yifka B'Makom, because that's why you use the appellation of Makom to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayifka means he encountered HaMakom, because Yaakov Avinu was the one now, as Chazal say, is instituting Tefillas Arvus. Tefillas Shachris is when the sun is bright and things are going well. In the Shema we say, Emes V'yatziv. But the tefillah of night is a time of pachad balelos, of adversity, of setbacks, of terror of the night. So then, Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to us as Makom, and that's the tefillah of Arvus. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, who is the one who institutes and is Mesakin Tefillas Arvus, because he's of the Avos, had the most difficult time, the difficult life, especially those years when he thought that Yosef was dead, separated from him. So, and he went from adversity to adversity, first saved from the treacherous hands of his brother who wanted to kill him, falls into the hands of Lavan, who cheats him, and ultimately has the tragedy that befalls him in terms of that he thinks that Yosef has been killed. His life is a life of adversity, but always marked with emunah. And that's he's the one who institutes, therefore, Tefillas Arvus, the darkness of the night. And therefore, it's Vayifka B'Makom, because he encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom.